For what's Universal Time, stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Another European migrant disaster. As many as 50 refugees were found dead inside a truck in Austria Thursday, as Western Balkan leaders are meeting in Vienna to discuss ways to stem Europe's migrant crisis. An Austrian official confirmed that a tractor trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck. The victims reportedly suffocated. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was among leaders attending the summit, calling the discovery of the bodies horrible and a warning to resolve the migration problems. An Islamic State suicide car bomber drove into a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior military commanders. Iraqi officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi in Anbar province. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine. It's a result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the ongoing violence by September 1st. Officials from both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped for about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. The Arab League postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya, apparently because the League's members divided in their views on the civil war in the country. Analysts say the indefinite delay was announced before the meeting scheduled Thursday in Cairo. A new report finds Pakistan's building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. The U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stimson Center say Pakistan could possess at least 350 nuclear warheads. Only the U.S. and Russia would have more. This is VOA News.